To British Columbia now, where the company TC Energy is building a liquefied natural gas pipeline across the northern part of the province. The Coastal GasLink project is highly controversial, in large part because it crosses the reserve of the Wet'suwet'en First Nation. Demonstrations in Victoria and Vancouver are among many across Canada, which have brought parts of daily life to a halt at times, from rail lines to the BC legislature to the centers of busy downtowns. To help us sort through what's going on is KNKX's Craig McCulloch in Vancouver, BC. Hi, Craig.
Hello, Ed.
Let's start with who is leading this protest and why.
Many of the protesters are calling themselves land defenders, and the vast majority are not Wet'suwet'en, but they support the five hereditary chiefs that are opposed to this natural gas pipeline and their supporters, many of whom were arrested for trying to stop its construction in northern BC. Back in Ontario, some members of the Mohawk First Nation are blockading a Canadian National rail line. We have two rail companies in Canada, Canadian Pacific, Canadian National, and they are lending support to the five hereditary chiefs as well.
And I know the Wet'suwet'en, for example, have hereditary chiefs and elected chiefs, and there's not unanimity among First Nations people on this issue. There are differences between what the elected chiefs might want, what the hereditary chiefs might want, what individual members feel about the issue, and then among different groups themselves. This is pretty complicated.
Complicated, to say the very least. Just to quickly run through some of the basic numbers, there are 13 hereditary chiefs of the Wet'suwet'en, and five of those 13 are opposed. The elected council of the Wet'suwet'en, which is also pronounced Wet'suwet'en, so you may hear it both ways, it's the same First Nation, but the elected council are in favor of it, as are 19 other First Nations along this route. It's a 416-mile route from Dawson City to Kitimat, which is on the Pacific Ocean and just south of the Alaska Panhandle.
In favor of it because presumably it means economic development and some jobs?
Both. There's already been substantial construction in terms of housing and other developments. So yes, it will bring economic benefits in terms of cash payouts, a share of the liquid natural gas, and will also create a lot of jobs. And that's why they're in favor of it.
So we're talking about demonstrations against it. And I'm wondering what the impact has been specifically in Victoria and Vancouver.
Well, in Victoria, demonstrators blocked the doors of the BC legislature at the start of the spring session. And this week, they actually showed up at the private home of Premier John Horgan. Our premier is best said as the counterpart of an American governor, and he's the head of the BC government. And they did that to try to make a citizen's arrest. Some roving or walking protests have stopped rush hour traffic in major intersections here in Vancouver. A couple of weeks back, all major entrances to the port of Metro Vancouver were blocked, which subsequently resulted in a court injunction and several arrests as well. Last week, local commuter rail service was shut down here in suburban Vancouver because protesters blockaded a rail line. And speaking of rail blockades, back in Ontario, of course, there's been more than 1,400 layoffs because of a blockade that the Mohawk First Nation is putting on the rail line in Ontario.
And that rail service, Craig, is also having an impact offshore, isn't that right?
There is. We've only been talking about land, but in terms of the ocean, there are over 40 ships in the waters off Vancouver in an area known as English Bay that are waiting to dock. It's due to that rail blockage in Ontario. Quite simply, the rail lines do not have the capability or capacity to deliver the goods out of the port when they are unloaded. So they have to keep them somewhere. They're tied up on the ships.
We've heard a lot here about a totally different energy project that's also controversial, the expansion of the Trans Mountain Pipeline, bringing oil from Alberta. Now, this would be natural gas from BC, the Coastal GasLink Pipeline, but a lot of demonstrators we've heard are concerned about both.
Indeed. Yesterday evening in East Vancouver at the intersection of Broadway and Commercial, for those keeping track, several hundred demonstrators blockaded that intersection, then walked around East Vancouver, and they were holding signs where the writing was actually in LED lights, because it was the evening, they wanted it to be seen. And the writing stated that they were opposed to both the natural gas pipeline and expansion of the Trans Mountain Pipeline, which, as you say, Ed, carries heavy crude oil, which is actually known as bitumen, from the Alberta tar sands to a holding facility and terminal just up the road from me here in suburban Vancouver. Now, local opposition is being led by three First Nations here in the Vancouver area, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Musqueam, and the Squamish, and that is still before the courts.
Let's go back to the Coastal GasLink project specifically. What's the way forward here?
Well, there's a multitude of possible ways forward. We have politicians floundering across the country trying to figure something out. The Premier of British Columbia, John Horgan, and the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, are talking again about what to do. The hereditary chiefs and their supporters obviously have to feel their concerns are being met, but yet the majority of the Wet'suwet'en are in favor, including all the 19 other First Nations that are in the area. And there somehow has to be an end to that rail blockage in Ontario. The Canadian government is estimating that upwards of $450 million Canadian are being lost every day that line is shut down. The hereditary chiefs and their supporters are also asking the Royal Canadian Mounted Police to withdraw temporary outposts along the pipeline route in their territory.
Thanks, Craig McCulloch. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Ed.
KNKX's Craig McCulloch in Vancouver, BC. And while the major demonstrations have been in Canada, there are events expected to happen here in Washington State. The group Protectors of the Salish Sea plans a prayer walk and a water blessing ceremony on Sunday at Foster Island on the northern edge of the Washington Park Arboretum in Seattle to show solidarity with the protesters in British Columbia.